This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing. From the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Peter's here, Don's here, Anthony's here, that's me. ENN is brought to you by Security Dodge. Go see Michelle Scalise and...
Come get some!
Yeah!
As good a time as any, everybody, to have a pinstripe report brought to you by Bet365. Yankees have come back to tie it 4-4, first and third with two outs. Volpe just fouled out, and Juan Soto, 3-for-3 already on the day, is at the plate with the chance to put the Yankees in the lead, so we will definitely keep an eye on that. That, of course, is the pinstripe report brought to you by Bet365. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Good evening, Don.
God shouldn't be surprised. He made me.
And of course, good evening to Peter.
Hang up on it! Don, please!
It's going to take a spot in the top four of the troubling region, and it's probably really not going to relinquish it.
Should be a one seed.
It's up there now as the
well,
one seed.
Well, it's also the fact that my voice is falling apart as I'm screaming.
Well, what's interesting about it, Peter, is that your voice or is that the connection? Because that's kind of like half of what it sounded like when you were having your issues.
That's a good point.
Hang up on it! You should have talked to Dr. April. He would have helped you.
I don't know what was happening there.
It was pretty incredible.
Why
was I so triggered by that?
Yes.
Honestly... Because I personally worked so hard, just me. I'm not saying I'm some hero, but I personally worked so hard to get to the place that I sort of dreamed of being. And the idea of like, if after a little while, I mean, I've had multiple years happen where I'm just like, this isn't going the way I want it to be going. The idea of then somehow taking a quick gamble, knowing it could all be gone, but you just decide to do it anyway. It's just so lazy and lame and embarrassing. And then the idea that you're not even the person who did it. You're just someone who heard about it. And you defend it. I just can't even grasp it.
Soto works a walk on 5 balls, by the way, because the fourth one that was called the second strike was a ball. But now base is loaded for Aaron Judge, who is 0-for-4 on the day. And Peter has said he is concerned. He's worried.
I have some concerns.
This would be a heck of a time to
hang up on it
and turn this whole thing around. I don't even know if that fit, but I just like
playing it. I like it.
I really do enjoy. I enjoy playing it, guys. By the way, I don't know if you know this. The second annual DPHO and Rothenberg pregame party is coming up on Thursday, May 2nd.
What?
Yeah, no, Aaron, it's true. I don't know if you could be there, but come out to the live broadcast starting at 6 a.m. from Publicans in Manhasset, steps away from the Manhasset train station on the LIRR, where after the show, the crew, that's right, Ray, RJ, and you've also, of course, got Rick and Dave. They're going to be there. They're going to take the train with you to Citi Field for the matinee game against the Cubs.
Can I join?
Sure. I'm sure. Peter would go with it. It'd be great. It's a pregame party with Rick and Dave on Thursday, May 2nd, brought to you by Montauk Brewing Company, Come As You Are, and Zing Zang, America's favorite Bloody Mary brand. Now it's even easier to enjoy a Bloody Mary with their pre-mixed cocktails available in convenient cans and party-sized bottles. Just open, pour, and enjoy. Please, Zing Zang, responsibly.
I have a question for Peter.
Okay.
How many people do you think will go to that event?
Hundreds.
Peter?
I would say a couple hundred. I don't know.
Yeah, all right. I'm good because Dave Rothenberg said this morning he'd be disappointed if they didn't have at least 200 people.
Oh, the company alone is that. They come out and they show out. That from my understanding, they saved the pregame party last year. That's
well,
what I heard.
Say that.
Huh?
Didn't need saving. I think, from a food standpoint, they saved
it. They saved it from the food standpoint.
But not like, from the attendance.
No, they were MVPs, and of course, they always show out for everybody. Yeah. Not just DNR, but they show out for us, too, and we appreciate it. But they were instrumental, and I'm sure they're going to come out in numbers again and do a fantastic job and make this a great
pregame
party.
Whether he's underestimating or overestimating, it sounds like that maybe he underestimated. It's a great event. I'd definitely go if you can. Should be a lot of fun.
And the Mets are playing well.
That's the thing. I mean, why not?
And the Mets are playing well.
Enjoy yourself.
I have a feeling Judge is going to walk here, and then we're just not going to have closure.
Oh no.
Oh, no, Don, you ruined it. You ruined it. You hear what you did?
Double.
That is a two RBI single down the third baseline.
Oh, you anti-ruined it.
To snap the struggles of Aaron Judge, at least for this at-bat, and now the Yankees have a 6-4 lead.
How do you like them apples?
That is quite the turnaround from what could have been a very, and it's not over yet, but what could be a very troubling trip to Toronto if you lose all three.
Well, it was the first time they lost a series in Toronto since, I think, 19.
Wow. They usually play well up there.
Well, they own the Blue Jays.
God, this is...
Spot.
God, Don, I don't want to get you angry here.
No.
But we got to defend. We got to defend our guy.
Who?
Did you guys see that awful announcing posted a clip?
I did see this.
Oh, I saw.
Yes.
And here's the thing. Even when places post a clip, people are too lazy to watch the clip.
Yeah.
So they read the sentence at the top. The clip is 2 minutes and 59 seconds,
mm-hmm.
which I'm sure gives plenty of context to what Michael's trying to say. But the headline from Awful Announcing is, "Unless I was profoundly ill, I would probably finish the year, and then I would walk away."
So unfair.
Which was Michael talking about himself, completely absent of anything else that was happening.
Yeah, we weren't. So then the comments are, is he taking shots at Sterling? He's 86. If he wants to retire, let him retire. Next comment. Seems like there's some behind-the-scenes animosity. I think an 86-year-old man who's been broadcasting since the damn 60s has earned the right to call it quits whenever he wants. And then, fortunately, after that, there's one comment. It's not hard to tell that not one person who replied actually listened to the video.
Well, right there, I should tell you, nobody's going to sit there and listen, you know, watch a three-minute video.
And by the way, not an awful announcing either, by putting up what they put
is.
Up.
No.
No, they chose the headline. They could have, listen, if they wanted to make the headline, Michael Kay discusses Sterling's exit and thinks about his own broadcasting mortality.
Well, it's
or something like
that's actually the first three words that come out of his mouth in the clip.
Right.
I'm sorry. There's some level that people have to listen.
But the thing is, when you they know people don't listen. So when they post that first, when they decide to write the quote, they know it's going to get reaction in case people don't watch it. So it is on them also.
Yeah, so...
I mean, it's not called great announcing.
So...
Wow.
Sorry.
But they shouldn't be awful. Yeah, you know, now they are quoting him. "Unless I was profoundly ill, I would probably finish the year, and then I would walk away." 63-year-old Michael Kay reflects on his time as a Yankee TV broadcaster after the retirement of John Sterling this week. So exactly how does that quote match
had anything
what
to do
they
with
claim it. Is the video. Like, why can't the video just be 63-year-old Michael Kay reflects on his time as Yankee TV broadcaster instead of "unless I'm profoundly ill"? That's just so misleading. He did say that, but you're taking it completely out of context. Like, he's questioning
John.
I asked him the question, Michael, what would you do if you were done? Would you want to play one more? Would you want to do one more game or one more series, or would you just walk away? And then that's how he answered the question. It is misleading. I get technically, did they do anything wrong? I guess no, but it's very, very misleading for people who aren't going to watch the video. And in this day and age, Peter, you can expect people to sit there and watch a 3-minute video?
Look,
or just go based on, hey, he was quoted in here saying this, so he must be killing Sterling.
Look, guys, sometimes things are said on long-form radio shows, podcasts. They're clipped into little pieces. They get picked up by aggregate accounts, awful announcing, things like that. And people react to them without hearing the full context. And on an unrelated note, here's the NBA on TNT last night.
You watch that game.
The Knicks game and this game. Yeah, three dunks that probably will live forever.
We don't watch the Knicks game, Joe, but I watch that game.
Shaq, you're out here killing roaches, aren't you?
Oh, you know it.
I ain't gonna even get no love. Five points a game gonna call me out.
So Shaq and Chuck feel away about Kendrick Perkins' comments on our show a couple days ago.
Oh, boy.
Shaq actually responded on Twitter yesterday, and then as part of the announcement of Blake Griffin's retirement, they showed him dunking on Kendrick Perkins like three times, which is what they were reacting to, which is how he subtly did and slash did not come up during their...
Well, so sensitive.
Everyone's very sensitive. But listen, Perk knows what he's doing. Perk's a big boy. He took his shot.
Well, he doesn't care.
No, I don't think Perk cares that much. Yeah, but he knew.
I thought it was funny that it was brought up.
Oh, but, I mean, listen, it's great. Listen, I wish they'd say the Michael Kay show, but hey, it's fun.
The last thing that Perk is thinking right now is, I got to reach out to those guys and let them know what I really meant.
Yes.
He's not thinking that.
That
way.
Is so not what he's thinking.
He's a big boy. He's going to be able to handle it. And that's fine. And but boy, does every Knick fan not just want to stick it to those guys?
You know, Kenny Smith has kind of turned around on the Knicks. They all kind of were down on the Knicks, but Kenny Smith has been really high on Jalen Brunson. Last night, I believe he said he could walk in. Jalen Brunson can walk into the gym and be better than any player on there right now. He is a believer in Brunson. And I think that that is something that's kind of changed. I think Brunson's rise and people being kind of slow to seeing how great he's been this year is what's keeping people going, what do the Knicks have? And Peter's kind of said it for months now that the superstar they have is Jalen Brunson. They don't necessarily need a superstar.
Now, the problem I have with Shaq is going, you know, the Hall of Fame route. Like, well, his opinion's more valuable. That's his defense, is that, I'm in the Hall of Fame, which makes, you know, zero sense to me. The allegation was, you don't watch a lot of Knick games. Why don't you defend yourself on that? But we make predictions. So somebody's going to be right and somebody's going to be wrong. All right, so you can kill those guys for making the prediction, but they could end up, what's going to happen if they're right? And the Knicks do get bounced in the first round. They made the prediction. They're going to have to own it, right?
Right.
At some point.
Yeah.
Not like they're going to go disappear. They're going to have to be on TNT.
Right.
Maybe the clinching game will be on TNT, and they're going to have to respond to it.
And look, we looked ESPN bet earlier. There's a lot of Vegas and bettors agree.
Well, that's why I brought it up to start the show, guys, is that is it disrespect, or are they really, what the ultimate disrespect is, we don't respect this regular season. We don't think an 82-game season represents how good certain teams are. And the Knicks are the one team that really, you know, balls out all year. But the Sixers didn't have Embiid for half of it. Miami's got a history of not really caring as long as they know there's an avenue to get in. And is that what they're saying?
It could be.
Maybe they don't even watch the playoffs. You know, we don't know.
Maybe nobody watches. Maybe nobody's watching.
Somebody, I don't know how fair it is, but somebody did show a picture of, like, apparently the... during like halftime or something of a TNT game.
Barkley asleep. I have seen that.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'll tell you who was watching. Last night, 3.9 million people watched Lakers-Pelicans, according to our good friends at Sports TV Ratings, and 4.052 million watched Warriors-Kings.
Well, that's why it exists, right? I mean, nobody in their right mind is thinking, boy, I wish there was an avenue for the Bulls to get in the postseason, right? They're 10 games under 500. But what they want is television. There's nothing more compelling than a win-and-in scenario.
Yeah.
So that's the temptation of, for back-to-back nights before the playoffs start, you get to see these teams fighting for their playoff lives, and then they get the number. Like, why wouldn't you watch a game where a team's season is on the line? Now, the more compelling thing is, I guess, the Bulls-Hawks, because the loser is definitely gone.
Yes.
And that's probably why, and the Warriors are very sexy, but so's LeBron James. That's probably why the Warriors-Kings game did a better number.
Yeah.
Because it was literally one and done.
And you've got this idea that this could be the end of that Warrior dynasty.
Well, not according to Steve Kerr.
Not according to Steve Kerr. Let's hear from him. Can this core make another title run?
I would say I believe they can. These guys are all still really damn good players. So hopefully we can re-sign Clay. Draymond and Steph are both, you know, under contract. So we're going to, you know, roll it back next year.
But
well,
Peter.
There you go, Don.
Peter, they're rolling it back because they're not going to get rid of Curry.
No.
They're not rolling it back because they legitimately think that this core can win another title.
And
give me a break.
I don't think Curry would care to go.
Well, this honestly is why you nailed it. You guys nailed it earlier when you were talking about the Penguins and Crosby. That group and that brain trust, and Bob Myers isn't even there anymore, but anybody who's now there with the Warriors says we owe it to this team to keep them together for as long as we can. Or as long as they want to be together, we owe it to them because of what they've done, I think is the thought process.
But now you're going to sign a 34-year-old, probably more money than he's worth, who had 0 points last night, by the way.
Yeah, that wasn't
just to keep
good.
The core together? Like, is that a good basketball move? Or is the better move to let him go in free agency and start looking at an exit strategy for all these guys and rebuild?
Let's hear from Klay Thompson on possibly his last game as a...
Golden Tate, comma Warrior.
No. That's life, man. Like, can't let... Had so much success here, I'm not going to let whatever the future happens make me salty about what I've been able to accomplish in a Warrior uniform. So I don't let that...
Here we go.
When was this? Who's bouncing a basketball after the game?
Someone shoot me. Why can't we do it right?
Draymond, do you want Klay back?
Obviously, we want Klay back. Been through a lot. You know, incredible highs, some lows. But the common denominator to both of them is that we've gone through each and every scenario together. You know, it's obvious that we want to continue what we've been doing, but... I understand. He got a decision to make. He going to make the best decision for him. The team got a decision to make. They'll make the best decision for the team.
There you go.
And Steph said something similar. I mean, they all said the same. They all said kind of similar things. Would love to be part. Would love for this to come back. But it really comes down to, do the Warriors want him back? Does Klay want to come back? And that's that.
Dangerous. It's a really... Listen, nobody's going to feel bad for him. They want to put a ton of titles together. Same thing with, you know, Sid in Pittsburgh. But it is a really difficult spot to be in because now you got to double down. So if you're going to bring Klay back, and now you've got to go under, we've got to try to make it work with these guys, and it means making more bad decisions and digging deeper into the now and it coming at the expense of the future. What did Branch Rickey say? It's always better to get rid of somebody a year earlier than a year too late. And now, you remember, it's the same with those Celtics teams with Bird and McHale and Parrish. You know, they all start to get old, and it's time.
And you know, it was never going to be Steph. So the move probably should have been made with Draymond or Klay. And now they've signed Draymond to the big deal, Don. Mm-hmm. So you're keeping Draymond.
And Klay was benched for a little, not benched, but starting off the bench at some points this year, too.
Klay probably be the piece that you could have moved, right? I mean, and maybe still is. But you're not moving Steph. There's no way Steph wants to leave. Guys, what are the odds of winning a championship in the next couple of years? Low. Zero.
It's low.
So
you think it's zero, Don?
So well, you know what you want to do? You want to fill the building 41 times a year so people can enjoy the last couple of years of Steph Curry. That's what you're going to do. Right, and that's it's okay. They've won enough.
Okay. But then you'll have life post-Curry, and then you start the rebuild, which means you're adding a couple of more years now to finally turning the corner. Listen, nobody's going to feel bad for them because they won a bunch, but it's... Tough decisions have to be made, and if you don't want to make them, then you have to double down. Like with the Pittsburgh situation, Peter, we didn't bring it up yesterday. Sidney Crosby's a free agent after next year. Well, you still have Letang, you still have Malkin, you still have Carlson, so you got to bring Sidney back, right? You can't let him go in free agency, and you got all these other guys, so now you double down, and you probably give Sidney Crosby at 37 more money than he probably deserves at that point, because you got to, and you just, it's a vicious cycle, and all these guys get old together. The reason I put the Warriors at zero, they were a 10 seed, and now you're adding another year. Not getting any younger.
No.
And you could do that in baseball, because you could expand the salaries. In hockey and basketball, you've got a salary cap. You really put yourself in a lot of trouble. And then you wonder why 10 years from now, like, why aren't the Warriors good anymore? Unless you get lucky like the Spurs, and then, you know, Wemby's available, and when you win the draft lottery, you're in a long
The problem is they're all hard decisions to make, but the one you wanted to make was going to be anyone except
The guy that's most desirable for people to trade for.
Yeah, that's the one you couldn't do. And they should have just known you weren't going to do that, though. Owned it, and then, you know.
And that, so we're putting the onus, Peter, on the organizations. Should Curry be the one to say, guys, let me go? It'll be good for you. It'll give me a chance to go win someplace else. Like Crosby, the same thing. Like when Crosby becomes like Crosby, if they get off to a slow start next year, dude, trade me. It doesn't make any sense for me to be. I can go someplace and I got a chance to win. You get to rebuild. These teams think they're doing the fans and the organization a favor by staying. Is the better thing to do is to leave. It doesn't feel that way, Peter, but ultimately, isn't that the best thing for these teams if the player says, hey, get something for me. Let's go.
Probably, but what if they don't want to go? What if nobody wants him to go?
Yeah.
It is possible the organization doesn't want him to go and he doesn't want to go. All on the table.
And we talked about the Penguin situation in depth on the Game Misconduct podcast today, and we had Neil Smith, former Rangers president and GM, on to talk about current Ravens, talking about Saving Sackick, a documentary through NHL Productions and Amazon, which you can actually now watch on ESPN+, which talks about the possibility of Joe Sackick coming to the Rangers, and I'm not being dramatic here, arguably changing the landscape of the hockey world as we know it, because a lot of dominoes would fall, or would have fallen, if Sackick didn't stay in Colorado, win that cup with Bork in 2001, and what would have happened to the Rangers. So very interesting stuff there. Get that wherever you get your podcasts. And I don't know if everybody knows this. Peter Rosenberg, Cheap Heat, now out on its own.
You know what? I'm so glad you brought it
wherever
up.
Wherever you find your podcast, you can find Cheap Heat. I've heard, other than
Wake Up,
the New
Simmons.
Heights Pod, the hottest podcast in the world.
Currently, it's fourth in sports.
Fourth.
Holy crap.
Yeah, we're behind the Kelseys.
It's not nothing.
We're behind Bill Simmons. We're behind Pardon My Take. If you've never heard my wrestling podcast before, maybe you're going, but I'm not even the biggest wrestling guy. The podcast is not just wrestling. It's a whole experience, and I'm very excited about it. So go search for Cheap Heat wherever you find podcasts. You'll see a nice, beautiful black and orange logo, Cheap Heat with Peter Rosenberg. And thank you. I appreciate you bringing that up, Anthony. We are alive, thriving, and well.
I do have one more John Sterling beauty to share with you all, because the Yes Network put up something in 2018. They thought it was a good idea to have John go order Starbucks for the entire broadcast team. And this is how it sounded.
What?
Yes, I'm ordering coffee for the whole broadcast department. I'd like one tall caramel cocoa cluster frappuccino blended coffee. One venti cold brew with almond milk and light on the ice, please. One tall, very, very hibiscus lemonade refresher. One venti iced coffee unsweetened black, and also light on the ice, please. One tall, freshly brewed coffee of your featured dark roast. One venti cinnamon dolce latte. And just in case of extra innings, I'll take an espresso macchiato. Thank you.
How have I never heard this before?
That's good.
How have I never had the pleasure?
I don't know.
That man is a treasure.
It's so good. It's right up there with all the other ones we have. It really is.
I love this man so much.
Semi-sweet chocolate morsels.
Oh, thank you, John. Former Giant Logan Ryan on Carlin versus Joe had some advice for the New York Giants.
New Yorkers, listen to me here. Do not trade up and give assets to get J.J. McCarthy at four.
Thank you.
Don't do it. I mean, I just don't see if he's a better prospect than Daniel Jones coming out of college. Now, Daniel Jones' biggest issue, and I've played with Daniel. Guys love Daniel. Daniel works hard. Daniel earns respect of his teammates. Obviously, we're talking about we need more wins and losses. Daniel's biggest issue is staying healthy. And I think the injury history is why you may be weary of Daniel Jones. But you don't have the assets on offense to draft a McCarthy and say he's going to beat out Daniel this year, and who's he going to throw to? So I think you get one of these top pass catchers.
More on that tomorrow. That's going to do it for ENN, brought to you by Security Dodge. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com during their Dodge Power Shot Days, Jeep Celebration Event, and Ram Truck Month.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.